1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
According to Larry Birnbaum, author of the book Before Elvis, everyone thinks they know the story of rock and roll.
If you ask any the average person where rock and roll came from, they'll say it came from the blues. They think it came from the Delta blues like Robert Johnson or Muddy Waters, which it did not.
I am the little red rooster, too lazy to crow for day.
Birnbaum points out that this version of the blues didn't become part of rock music until the 1960s, when the Rolling Stones embraced Delta blues. It wasn't at the heart of the original rock and roll. And what about the other origin story for rock, that it came from rhythm and blues or R&B? Birnbaum says that doesn't tell the whole story either.
When they do these histories of rock and roll, they'll say that rock and roll came from R&B.
While that's true, he says the problem is historians who say that aren't looking far enough back.
They don't question where R&B came from. It's like it fell from the sky or something.
Every artist builds on the previous generation's work. Birnbaum's book looks at that phenomenon when it comes to rock and roll, exploring not only the music that came before rock, but the music that came before that. There are many examples, and some of them go way back.
Well, you've got Louis Jordan. He did Ain't That Just Like a Woman, and that has the guitar intro that Chuck Berry lifted for Johnny B. Goode.
There's another important element of early rock, an element that goes back even further. This is The Weary Blues by Artie Matthews. It came out almost a century ago during World War I. Its most important element, which you're hearing right now, is the boogie-woogie bass line.
The boogie-woogie bass line, which is really the main characteristic of the boogie-woogie, is used in a lot of the early rock songs. There are several boogie bass lines that are typical of the boogie-woogie, and the most common one is da 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 da. And you hear that in a lot of rock and roll songs.
My name is Jerry Little from the Blues, and I'm gonna do your little boogie on this here piano. Do it mighty fine, I'm gonna make it shake it.
Take that boogie beat, combine it with one more ingredient, and that, Larry Birnbaum says, is the origin of rock and roll.
A combination of a backbeat and a boogie-woogie bass line, and when you combine those two, you get a rock and roll feel.
This is Harry James and his orchestra in 1939 playing a song with a perfectly descriptive title, Backbeat Boogie.
It's unusual to use the backbeat that early and that prominently, but there it is, there it was.
It may seem like a quantum leap from the suave orchestrations of the big band era to the rowdy sounds of rock and roll, but it was really just a hop, skip, and jump. For VOA News, I'm Richard Paul.